What it looks like is that people leaving from Libya, mainly Egyptians, Syrians, and Pakistanis, were trying to get to Europe, most likely Italy, but in the overcrowded and quite unworthy vessel they were in without any precautions, such as life jackets, they didn't make it. And unfortunately, it's another large-scale disaster.
Was the NRC involved at all with trying to help with, I know that the International Rescue Committee was there.
So we are not directly involved in rescue operations or at disembarkation sites, so when people are returned back to Libya or other countries. However, we do have extensive humanitarian programming in Libya and activities relating to the protection of people on the move, so migrants, refugees, or asylum seekers in Tunisia and Egypt.
It's probably too early to say, but is there a chance that some of these migrants may have originated from Africa?
Most likely, I think on a boat with that large amount of people, there will be quite a lot of nationalities. However, what is worrying is that, again, we are seeing quite a lot of Egyptians trying to cross, which might be related to the economic crisis in Egypt, but might also be related to the large arrest operations that have been taking place in Libya. So people most likely did not feel safe in Libya anymore and then took an even more dangerous and deadly option.
What's your best advice for people who feel, that they have very little latitude at home in their home countries and therefore they undertake these dangerous journeys?
I think our best advice is definitely everybody is free to move and look for a better future elsewhere, which is what most of these people are doing. They are fleeing conflict. They are fleeing economic crisis. They are fearing for their personal safety in many cases, but it's to be well informed and to be well informed all along the way. What are their rights? What are the safest options for them to move? How can they access services? Because this is something we see very often, that people have very limited knowledge about the legal procedures they can actually take to migrate regularly. What are the options that are available? For example, talent exchanges, labor exchanges, educational exchanges. So I think this is definitely a thing that we would recommend.